travel and you travel between, particularly if you travel between Western cultures and majority world cultures, the moment when you, this goes way back to Greek time even, with the notion of the crossroads and the two gods of the crossroads, which were Hecate and Hermes, that you're in a very strange zone when you move between cultures and spaces. And Mikhail calls it a zone, and so does William Burroughs calls it a zone. He calls it interzone, I think. That's right. And Thomas Pynchon, who's another great American postmodernist writer who wrote Gravity's Rainbow and V and Mason Dixon and The Crying of Lot 49 and a host of other books, he talks about a zone. And the zone is a place where realities or paradigms of reality start to break down. Worlds collide, which I think is the title. Wow.
When worlds collide.
There you go. Worlds collide. Which is to say paradigms, versions of reality collide. Now in sci-fi this is to me relatively uninteresting because it is simply planets, you know, often. Aliens invade Earth. We survive, we don't, war the worlds, that sort of stuff. The whole theme of a lot of science fiction in the 20th century is the notion of extraterrestrial life and so on. But these other worlds of the past, of different civilizations, of different cultures, of microscopic worlds that are, you know, infecting this world, that there are entities living in our body, millions, billions of entities living in our body, that many of them have an independent existence. We just host to them. We're a world ourselves for creatures from other worlds. All of this leads to a concept of a zone or a fascination with the spaces between worlds. Now, that's going to be useful, isn't it? If you've had a world where rigid boundaries exist between worlds and that has led to hundreds of millions of... Well, no, I'm getting a bit over the top. 30 million people dying, maybe more, maybe 40, 50 million people dying because of inflexible worlds, there's going to be a literature that's going to be interested, if there's any sort of human rights consciousness happening at all, there's going to be a literature that's interested in permeability between worlds, of acknowledging the fact that this world is polluted by this world. You know, there's a bit of this world in that and a bit of that world in that. And there's also going to be a literature that's fascinated with the space between zones or the crossroads of the ancient Greeks between tribes. And that experience of literature that puts you as a reader, or of films that puts you as a reader in a space where at a deep post-cognitive level you're forced to question the primacy of your world.